Maurice?
Yes, ma'am, who's calling?
Yes, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line for the Maryland Abuse Lawsuit.
Yes.
Have you already found an attorney, or are you looking to see if you might participate today?
No, I haven't found an attorney yet.
Okay, I see. Now, were you the one that was affected?
Yes.
From the Maryland Abuse Center? It's great to hear that. Now, I'll go ahead and ask you a few questions here. Would you like to participate if you did meet the requirements for this case?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go ahead and get started. Are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No, because I've never brought it up to anyone.
Right, of course. And I appreciate, you know, you taking the time to speak with me today. And besides yourself, are you also aware of anyone that may also be seeking justice for their abuse who might need our help, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
And the abuse that you experienced, did it involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Do you recall the facility where the abuse occurred?
Cheltenham Youth Facility. I was on Unit 8.
And I'm sorry, the name of it, what was the place today?
Cheltenham Youth Facility.
And when did the abuse occur? Do you have the month and year? Or do you remember how old you were when it happened?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I think I was like 14. I probably was younger than that.
Okay. Let me go ahead and put in that information. Now, what's your date of birth?
10/14/79.
Would you say that the abuse occurred roughly around the year of
1994? I'm not going to put a date on it because it was so long ago and I was out there for a long time and I was young.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Were you there in Cheltenham in the year of 1994?
I don't remember. It could have been. It could have been. I'm bad with numbers.
I'm really terrible.
Just
to the best of your knowledge, yeah. So we'll just go ahead and put that only because you had stated that you were around 14 years old, right?
Yes.
So if you were born 1979, late 1979, let's say 14, that would be 1994.
Okay.
So that sounds about right to you, for 14 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the next part I do have to ask, and we are going to be needing details here. Would you be able to describe the abuse that occurred to you? I'm sorry to ask. Unfortunately, this is just something that we are requiring.
So they used to come to my room and make me take showers while they watched. And one guy made me touch his private parts. Oh, my God. I'm bringing up memories.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring that up. We are asking this, that we are able to get you the justice that you deserve. After all these years, you weren't able to have that, so this is our way of doing so. I appreciate you.
Yeah. And this was why everybody else was locked in. Mm-hmm. They used to come single me out. I thought it was like him at first when it first started happening. I thought he was just coming to give me a shower, to let me take a shower without nobody else being around.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were a kid. You didn't know any better. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put that here in the notes. If there is anything else additional that you wanted to add for us to share with the attorneys, just feel free to let me know throughout the phone call, okay?
Say that again.
If you wanted to add any other details throughout this phone call, just go ahead and let me know and I can add that in for you, okay? Now, the person, your abuser, what was their role at the facility? Were they an employee?
He was a staff member.
A staff member?
And we used to call them guards. And then I got older, they was labeled staff members.
Staff members, okay, I see. And it's okay if you don't have this information, but would you happen to have the name of your abuser?
His name was Mr. Toon.
Would you be able to spell that out for me?
I do not know how to spell that. It was either Toon or Toonsdale. Because he had, I remember the name because he had three fingers. And two of his fingers was missing.
Okay, you said that was either Mr. Toons or Mr. Toonsdale. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead now and take a description as much as you can for the abuser's physical appearance. You said that he had three fingers, is that correct?
Yes.
He had seven missing, or he on one hand he had three, as if he was missing two?
On the one hand he had three. Two of his fingers was missing on that one hand.
Okay, got it. So you have two missing fingers. Okay. Are you able to describe hair color, eye color, age, if he was tall?
African-American.
African-American, okay.
Hair color, black, kind of older gentleman. Mm-hmm. That's the one that made me touch him. Now, Mr. Yates was like a Puerto Rican guy. He's the one that used to take me out myself and watch me take showers.
Okay, so you're thinking that there were two abusers during your stay there at Cheltenham, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. And for the extent of the abuse for Mr. Yates, as you had mentioned, is there anything else you'd like me to add, or was there anything else that had occurred in addition to him watching you shower?
No, because it was like we all take showers together. Like each person, I mean, it was no such thing as individual showers.
Right. Okay.
So he used to come in my cell and get me and make me take the shower.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I found that, like, I don't stink. My cell buddy never told me I stink. So why are you singling me out? But I couldn't say no because he was staff. I had to do what he told me to do.
Mm-hmm. Right, of course.
Then he used to joke about it, like, yeah, you're going to get in that shower tonight.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay. And for Mr. Toons or Mr. Toonsdale, did he also have the same behavior as Mr. Yates with the showers, or was this
no? Two would just come in my cell, and he made me touch his private parts on three different occasions.
And you had mentioned three separate occasions. how far apart were these cages, if you have any recollection of these?
I don't remember. I don't remember because I was out there for like 7 or 8 months.
Okay. But it was within a time frame of 7 to 8 months. Is that right?
Yes.
And I'm just going to go over the description again for Mr. Toombs. He had two missing fingers, African-American, black hair, older gentleman. Anything other that you can recall from his physical appearance? Did he have any tattoos? Was he tall? Tattoos? Okay.
No. Every time he came in my room, I closed my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I only know he got three missing fingers because I interacted with him through the interacted, had to see him during the course of the day.
Right. Okay, thank you for that. And Mr. Toombs, I know that you said that you saw him during the day. What was his role at the facility at Channel?
Staff member. He would watch over us, make sure that things went smoothly. You know, they switch shifts sometimes. So that's when he had access to my cell at night while everybody else was asleep.
I see. And you said that this abuse had occurred within the facility in your cell room. Is that right?
Yes. The times when I didn't have a cell buddy, he would come. So that's why I would pray. I would pray that I get a cell buddy. He wouldn't do nothing when nobody else was in there with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, he didn't want any witnesses, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you ever disclose this abuse to anyone?
No. No one else knows about this. And I would like to keep it that way, if you can. I mean, as far as the courts go,
mm-hmm.
I will tell the people in courts, but none of my family members know about this.
Okay. Completely makes sense. And now we're going to take a little bit of a testimony here into how has the abuse affected your life, basically from that point. I mean, you know, what have you experienced or how do you feel that this has affected you?
At certain times, I think, I don't know whether I'm straight or gay. You know what I mean? Like, far as, you know, men's supposed to be with men. Well, back when I was growing up, men's supposed to be with women. I didn't know whether I liked it men or women after I left that place.
Okay, so it confused your sexuality, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, we can go ahead and put that in. And are you currently employed?
No.
Do you feel this has made an impact on that, in that department as well?
I mean, I kind of shut it out until I started seeing the ads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of shut all that out, that part of my life out.
Right.
Like, far as, and I still, to this day, like, have thoughts, like, but it doesn't affect nothing. I mean, like, the reason why I'm not working because I'm disabled.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see. I mean, it must have been hard, you know, knowing that you hadn't told anyone about this. You just kept it to yourself. Do you feel like, has that affected any way, keeping?
Yes. I come from the streets, you know, and this stuff like this, you just didn't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept it to myself. The embarrassing part about it, I couldn't do nothing about it. They were bigger than me. They were grown men.
Right. So the next question I have is, was law enforcement ever involved?
No. Like I said, no one ever knew.
And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility, as in records showing your attendance?
Oh, yeah. No. I don't have it per se, but if you go through the juvenile records, you'll see I was there.
Okay, like Sacramento dogs, school records, things of that nature, they're going to
have
a lot of that. Okay, and even family members know that, of course, not about this, but they know that you were there.
That I was there,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I also need to start collecting the consent forms, start dropping them up for you. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you so much. And Maurice, I have your first name here as Maurice. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have last name as Artis, Artis?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle name or middle initial that you go by, or just first and last?
Antonio.
Antonio. Is that A-N-T-O-N-I-O?
Yes.
Thank you. Is that followed by a junior, senior, the third, or anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Just Maurice Antonio Artis.
Okay. Thank you so much. And again, I have your date of birth here as October the 14th of 1979. Is that right?
Yes.
May you please have your socials?
215-96-4412.
I'll read that back to you. I have 215-96-4412. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I do already have an email here. Now, this is the one that you had shared with us online, which is your last name, Artis, and then the letter M, and then 472@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Okay, and this is the best phone number, 443-337-3272. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going to be the best physical address for you?
1037 Cathedral Street, Baltimore, Maryland, apartment 4G, 21201.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. I have 1037 Cathedral Street, apartment 4, number 4, and then the letter G, Baltimore.
No. Oh, yeah. You got it.
Don't worry. 4G, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And did you ever receive treatment or therapy as a result of what had happened to you?
No, it wasn't a result. I thought about opening up because I have done therapy about other stuff. No, but I haven't opened up to no one about this.
Okay.
No one.
That's okay. We just wanted to see, you know, kind of where you were at just so that we have a scope of things, okay? But no worries about that. And last thing here is we are requiring an emergency contact on the basis that this number is not reachable. However, you have the option, as long as you do acknowledge that we are asking for a second number, so in case we can't reach you, we would call that number instead. But did you not want to put someone in as the emergency contact?
Yes. I could put my little cousin in.
Cousin. Okay, so we can go ahead and do that. And I'm ready for their phone number whenever you're able to give that to me.
410-736-9218. Her name is Tierra Andrews.
Andrews, thank you so much. Okay, so I'll go ahead and get this drafted up for us. Okay, and basically what's going to happen is I'll be sending you these consent forms. Basically, it's just the agreement that you are, you know, of course, looking to participate and get signed up with us. So if I'm not already, are you able to put me on the speakerphone?
Yes, you own speakerphone.
Okay, great. Okay, so in a moment here, I am going to be sending you a text message and email notification with the forms. So whenever you do get it, just go ahead and take a look, okay?
Okay.
Just go ahead and click on the notification as it pops in. Okay, I just sent it over.
Oh, so it came through an app that's already on my phone.
Oh, okay. Really? What app was it?
Hold on. It's two emails. I mean, it's an email. I mean, it's a text message, right?
Yes, the text message.
Okay. The app is.
It should be from like a little phone number, and then it should say
DocuSign.
Yes.
DocuSign. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. My buddy was trying to get me to message from.
Yeah, so the first one is asking if it's okay for us to text you. So you can just go ahead and click yes for the SMS.
Okay.
Message. And then the next one is a security check. It's just asking if that email is correct and it is yours. You can go ahead and click continue.
Okay. Click next.
Mm-hmm. And then what I want you to do is... Do you see a yellow box with a downward-facing arrow?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that. And then you can either draw your signature the way that you normally do, or you can click where it says select style, and they'll generate one for you.
All right. Adopt a sign. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Adopt and sign, and then there should be a couple more of those yellow boxes with a downward-facing arrow. So you can just go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
And then just keep on clicking on all of those arrows until you reach the end where it says finish.
Okay. Hold on. So the one with the arrow with the paperclip on it, the same thing?
Yeah, so the paperclip, what is it asking for you to upload? Is it
upload a file?
Yeah. Is it asking you for your driver's license?
No. Hold on.
Let me go back.
Oh my God, I went back. Try to go back.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta do it all over again. Okay. All right. Only one file can be attached.
Yep. And then what they're going to be asking you for is if you have a picture of your, or if you have your physical driver's license, you're able to just take a photo right now and then upload that.
Okay. Hold on. So when I click on it, it's going to give me the option to take my photo?
Correct.
Take a photo. Yeah. Okay. Done.
Yep, go ahead and click done, and then you should see that finish button.
had to go back inside.
No worries. Okay, so I got it on my side. On your side, you can actually exit out completely. If you ever did want to reference back to it, it's going to be in your email, okay?
All right.
Okay, so let me just make sure everything is good here. Okay, so you are acknowledging that the signature that you did, that is your true signature that you do use for legal documentation. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's just, it does look like a scribble, so I just had to ask that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And I have I did notice something on your driver's license. The way that Antonio is spelled, it's different from how I had written it on the... Is the spelling that's on your driver's license more accurate?
Yes. A-N-T-I-O-N-O.
Okay. I see. Okay, yeah, because earlier when I had written it, I had put A-N-T-O-N-I-O for your middle name.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and get that revised here. Bear with me 1 second, just because it looks like we are going to have to redo that since your middle name is incorrect there, okay? Okay, so bear with me 1 moment while I go ahead and do that. Okay, so it's going to be A-N-T-I-O-N-O. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and get this done. And this time when you do it, you just have to re-sign it, but you don't have to upload the documents again, okay?
Oh, say that again?
I'm going to resend you the document, like the link, so that you can re-sign it. This time, you don't have to upload the driver's license again because I already have it, okay?
Okay.
And then this time, if you did want to make the signature more legible, you're able to do that here as well, okay?
You sent it already?
I just wanted to make sure that it was accurate here.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes the names don't always update on each spot, so I'm just going to manually do it just to make sure it is accurate here. Okay, perfect. I just sent that over.
So, did you say sign again?
Yep, just sign again, only because for the middle name that I had put for you, I had the incorrect spelling. So it's just the exact same document, but this time you don't have to upload the driver's license again. You can just sign the document.
Okay.
Yep, and then just make sure that the signature is not a scribble for your signature.
Okay. Clear. Oh, wow. Change.
Yeah, just let me know when you have that complete so I can take a look at it over.
Okay, MA. Oh, wow. I think this thing, oh, okay. I only got my first name on there, though.
I'm sorry?
My first name is the only name on there.
Right. But on the document, since I had put the incorrect one, I just need to make sure that this new one that I sent out does have your correct middle name.
Okay. So the signature part, I was trying to say I only can fit my first name on it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, as long as it's your actual signature. They just don't like when it's just scribbles because anyone can say that, oh, that's not my actual signature. Does that make sense?
So just hit finish. Don't upload the ID again?
Correct. You can hit finish. Don't upload the ID.
All right. My girlfriend just called me. I had to hang up on her.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're almost done here, I promise. Okay, I got it again. Let me just go ahead and just make sure real quick. And then I just have our final note here to read to you so that you're aware of what happens next, okay?
Okay.
It's just about 2 more minutes here. Okay, so everything looks good here, and the name is all correct. Okay, perfect. Okay, so before we go ahead and wrap up, I just want you to know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out quite often to finalize your claim, and I'll actually be the one calling you maybe sometime tomorrow or the next day for about a 5-minute phone call once your file does pass quality assurance. What I'll do is I'll transfer you so you're able to speak directly to the attorneys, and I'll introduce you to them, and then they'll go over some of the questions that we went over today. So I know, you know, it is a lot, especially, you know, what you had experienced, but just know that everything they do and why they are listening to you is for your best interest, okay?
All right,
this is completely normal. It is part of their process to confirm all the details again and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign some additional forms, like a medical release, so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you do see any paperwork coming in from them, just be sure to review it as soon as possible and return as soon as you can just to keep things moving. So for example, if they send you an email asking for a signature, if you can send it back within the same day or next day, that would be great. For an example, if they send you something to sign and you don't get back to them for 2 weeks, that's just 2 weeks of just delaying your case. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Of course, yep. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are going to be standard practice, so we just want to make sure you are fully prepared. And like I said, if you don't hear from them within the next 48 hours, we can also do our due diligence and call them ourselves just to see what's going on so we can follow up. And can you confirm that you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay.
I can confirm that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And before I let you go this evening, did you have any other questions before I submit your information to our attorneys?
You say your name was again, so I could say your name to your number.
Yes. So I'll actually text you with my direct phone number. That's the number that you can save. It's 949, and my name is Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H.
Okay.
Yeah, so the number that I'm calling you from right now, this is actually our office line, but the number that I just texted you on, and you should have received that by now, that's my direct number. So you can text me or call me, and that's going to be the number that I'll be calling you from sometime tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. And were there any other questions before then?
No, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I think we covered everything. Again, I'm really sorry to hear what you've gone through, Maurice. I know it must have been very, very tough and difficult for you to, you know, share all that information with me. You know, I'm very grateful that you were able to, so that we can help you get to the right steps of assisting you on this, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, but I do appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You do the same.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.